A game of chess is like a sword fight. You must think first, before you move.
Boomstyle is a mentally strong...
Rap and chess. To survive either game and come out as a king, you need strategy, imagination, and discipline. The Hip Hop Chess Federation teaches kids life lessons from rap and from the ancient board game. For good measure, they throw in martial arts as well. Now the Federation is hosting their first annual Chess Kings Invitational fundraiser. Among the competitors, RZA and GZA of the Wu-Tang Clan and mixed martial arts champion Rollick Gracie. So who will claim the checkmate and who's going to be a pawn? Joining me now to sort it all out is Hip Hop Chess Federation co-founder Adisa Banjoko. Also with us is Oakland-based rapper T-Cash. Adisa and T-Cash, welcome.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
So rap, chess, martial arts. Adisa, tell me a little bit about this.
Well, basically, the Hip Hop Chess Federation uses music, chess, and martial arts to promote unity, strategy, and nonviolence. And we do that through, you know, the arts of hip-hop, chess, and martial arts. What we're doing is we're breaking the stereotypes surrounding all three and unifying them under one house. So most people don't really think about it as an intellectual endeavor, but it really is. In order to create the rhyme schemes, in order to have a successful business in this industry, you have to have a thinking mind. And a lot of today's top MCs play chess to help them refine their strategies. At the same time, obviously, chess itself is probably the most ancient thinking man's game alive, the most ancient thinking woman's game alive. And so we encourage not just that you understand the game itself, but how these things can mirror, how you can take these things beyond the board. With martial arts, everybody only sees fighting, but they don't always see the philosophies of Jigoro Kano, of Yeshiva, the gentleman that created Aikido. And these are the things that are the life-giving principles inside the art, not just the moves.
Let me go to T-Cash. How did you get involved in all this?
I was a student of Adisa Banjoko when it comes to the game of chess. He was one of the first persons to teach me. And, you know, he had his idea about the Hip Hop Chess Federation and the upcoming tournament. So I just continued to learn and study. And I'll be there at the tournament this Saturday. And that's how I got into chess.
What does it give you as a person, and does it give you anything as a rapper in terms maybe of concentration or helping you in any other way with what you do?
Definitely. For me, it gives me a broader sense of the word responsibility in its literal concept, the ability to respond. When you play a game of chess, the move that your opponent produces puts you in a situation where you have to be able to respond correctly to that move. And in the industry, in the hip-hop industry, because of some of the things that I mentioned and I talk about as a politically aware MC, I have to be conscious about what type of responsibility do I have to take in order for my message and my name and just everything I represent to be conveyed correctly.
Adisa, you call yourself the Bishop, one of your nicknames, and tell us about the high school teams and their competition and also what you try to give to younger folks as you teach chess.
Well, yeah, you know, we're having a celebrity hip-hop chess tournament, but really what we're also doing is we have what we're calling a scholarship tournament. We have several sponsors like Ubisoft and chesspark.com who have put up a lot of money to make this event happen, and we have $10,000 of those funds for local schools and organizations. We have a school from Oakland called Unity High. We have a San Francisco school called O'Connell. We also have a team from a Youth Uprising and a team from Youth Speaks. And they're going to compete for $10,000 in scholarships at this event. As well, there'll be a regular scholastic tournament. So if you just want to come down from your school and play, you can do that. And if you don't know chess, we'll teach you.
What about girls? Do any girls show up in this, or is this kind
girls
of...
Girls do show up. In fact, there's a girl on a plane as we speak from the UK. She's a 10-year-old junior world champion. Her name is Emma Bentley, and she's actually going to play a bullet round, a quick match of chess that goes for 1 minute with the world's fastest DJ, DJ Qbert. And actually, our next event in February is called the All Queens Invitational, and we'll have, not only will we have women who play chess like Jennifer Shahadi and others from around the world coming in, we're going to have a lot of female hip-hop stars in and female business leaders to explain the benefits of strategy in life.
So T-Cash, are you going to compete? And what sort of genre?
Oh, of course. You mean this Saturday?
Yeah, like, I mean, it sounds like there's a whole bunch of different events.
Definitely. You know, I'll compete against anybody who wants to compete against me, and that's an open challenge when it comes to chess. And then also I'll be, you know, having my meet and greet with the fans regarding my new project, Follow the Signs. It's a limited edition project. So I'll be in the building. And I'm really aspiring to just build with the young people when it comes to the fundamentals of the game of chess, which is cause and effect. You know what I mean? We have to be mindful that everything we do produces an effect and vice versa. So we have to just slow our thoughts down and be more methodical with how we react and take responsibility towards our situations in life. Chess is a great game to learn how to do that beyond the platform of chess. And that's one of the main things I aspire to do this weekend, you know?
Adisa, if you go to New York City and many other cities, you see people sitting out in parks playing chess. It isn't just a rich man's sport. Even if some of these kids never become grandmasters, never earn a dime, what do you think it does for them in terms of allowing them to think critically and think about their lives?
Well, it's funny you mentioned that because I got grilled by a journalist a few weeks ago about, you know, the different ratings of players and things like that. And I had to explain to him, you know, if we create the next Maurice Ashley or if we create the next Simu Towe, Black Grandmasters in chess, that's fantastic. But right now kids are getting shot in Richmond every day. They're getting shot
that's
in Oakland.
Right.
And what we're trying to do is make sure that whether or not they become a grandmaster, that they understand the options that they have in this life right now and what they can do and how to actualize those. So part of our plan isn't just the event. We're giving away copies of Chess Master 10. It's a video game that they can take home and start learning the game with. We're also giving them Josh Waitzkin's The Art of Learning, because that is the book that not only fuses the philosophies of chess and martial arts, but it shows how you can use both of those arts to further yourself in bad situations in your real life. And so Josh Waitzkin will actually be there, and we're giving these copies away. We have several hundred copies of each, the game and the book, and these are the kinds of things we're trying to do to help the children beyond the board. That's what it's about. It's not just about hip-hop or just about chess or just about martial arts. It's about how can you use these things beyond the board, beyond the mat, beyond the sound booth, and further your life.
T-Cash, everybody wants to be a rapper, or at least
right.
A whole bunch of kids do. Not everybody wants to play chess. So if someone
right.
came up to you, say some 12-year-old, and said, I want to be a rapper, would you try to sell them on chess too?
Of course. I would sell them on chess, not to just sell them on chess, but to sell them on what you said earlier, which is critical thinking. So many times I've seen so many people younger than me or inexperienced get into the hip-hop game, and they become very inclusive to the hip-hop game and the hip-hop industry, and I try to tell them that, just like with the game of chess, your moves are subjective and not objective. You have to think about the long-term effect of what you're doing. When you get into the rap game or you get into the rap industry, you have to think of it as if you're on a chessboard. What moves are you going to make initially, and do you even know what type of response that's going to bring? I try to tell that to the young people as clear-cut as possible, and they're own terms in their own language, so they understand that we have to think further than where we've been thinking. And just to add, another key word in the mission statement for the Hip Hop Chess Federation is nonviolence. So many times we use this, you know, violent, immediate response to our problems and our situations when it comes to these inner city atrocities. And we have to move further. We have to get past this, you know, immediate, violent, quick fix of just shutting people down with guns and our hands and hostility and
well,
some
T-Cash,
more critical thinking. Thank you.
T-Cash, we're going to have to end it there. We've been speaking with Oakland-based rapper T-Cash, whose album is Turf War Syndrome, also Adisa Banjoko, co-founder of the Hip Hop Chess Federation. He's also the author of Lyrical Swords, Hip Hop and Politics in the Mix, Volume 2. And the Federation hosts its first annual Chess Kings Invitational this Saturday in San Francisco.